This is Matt Wells at UN News. Genocide will not be prevented from happening again until the entire international community commits to punishing rampant impunity, an International Criminal Court, or ICC, judge said on Thursday. Speaking at an event at the Human Rights Council in Geneva to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Genocide Convention, Kimberly Prost told states that our only hope is to change now, to answer atrocity with justice, not revenge. She's been speaking to UN News' Daniel Johnson.
Well, I would say that this convention grew out of atrocities that we've seen over centuries, and it's extremely important for recognizing where we've come from in the past and what we need to do to avoid that in the future for your future. And it's important that it's all countries in the world are parties to it to symbolize what it means symbolically about a statement about the need to tackle genocide, but also about the ways and means that we can prevent genocide in the future, including through bringing those responsible for it to account.
Some 40 states have not signed the convention, so that's going to be a massive handicap to preventing these atrocities happening again. What are your suggestions? And many people do criticize the International Criminal Court, for example, which would rule on these kinds of things.
Well, I'm going to speak particularly to the International Criminal Court since I'm a fervent supporter, as I spoke to in my speech, of the court. Obviously, I'm a judge of the court. And what isn't appreciated is the court is not there to replace states in terms of the prosecution of these crimes, including genocide. We are there as a place of last resort when states fail to carry out their responsibility to prosecute and investigate. So the perfect day for the International Criminal Court will be the day it's no longer required, because all of these crimes are prevented, or when they occur, they are addressed. So the Genocide Convention, also the same point, which is universal adherence to it, if it was actual, in fact, would mean the end of genocide.
You talk about the fact that the convention is not a threat to sovereignty, but many states still feel that is the case. What can you say to them to convince them to exercise perhaps their sovereignty by signing the convention?
The most important sovereign right and responsibility is the sovereign right and responsibility of states to protect their citizens from the most atrocious crime known to humankind. And so anyone who suggests that this is about sovereignty or that the Genocide Convention or Rome Statute in any way infringe on sovereignty, it's the exact opposite. They are the defense of the responsibility of states under their sovereignty to protect.
And why is accountability so important? What is the role of justice in the prevention of genocide?
Because when you have impunity, when you don't call the perpetrators to account, you will get a continual cycle of atrocity, and you will get no justice for victims. And so that's why it is critically important that we have accountability. And all of those mechanisms you mentioned, plus the ICC, plus national jurisdiction prosecutions, that's how we will bring an end to these horrific crimes.
You talked about it being a dark time for international justice. Can you expand on that?
Well, because we see in many corners, we see a return to that age where, because international criminal justice is difficult, because it can be expensive, it takes time, we seem to be retreating away from it, and accountability and the rule of law have become almost words you can't use. And that's perhaps it's a natural cycle, perhaps it's a response to the challenges, but we cannot let that remain, because it was that culture of impunity that brought us many, many atrocities in the past several years, and we have to improve and move forward. That's why it is so critically important that we have universal jurisdiction, a universal adherence to the Rome Statute, universal adherence to the Genocide Convention.